become aware of your breath, just breathing normally and naturally. Don't deep breathe. Don't force your breath. Just let your breathing be what it is. And watch your breath. Feel as it enters your body, how it fills you up. Feel the exhalation when the breath leaves you. And see how your breath nourishes you. All the oxygen you're taking in, how that oxygen nourishes your whole body, mind. And be aware of how your breath connects you to the rest of the universe, to all the other living beings who are breathing. We all share the same air. We all share the process of breathing. So be aware of that. And be aware that you're in a safe place right now. There's safety all around you. Feel that safety that can let you relax. And be aware of the gentleness of the breath coming in, the breath leaving, the gentle flow of the in-breath and the out-breath. And then let's cultivate our motivation and develop a kind heart, a loving heart towards other living beings. So remember that everybody wants to be happy. Nobody wants to suffer. And that's the situation of all living beings, even animals, insects, human beings. Everybody wants happiness. Nobody wants suffering. And as you think about that, let love arise in your mind, wishing all other beings to have happiness and to be free of suffering. So you may think of individual people and wish them well. Wish them happiness. And the daughter that you lost, wish her happiness. She's gone off to her next rebirth. Send her off with all your love. Give her your love, your support, as she goes on to her next rebirth. And may she have a really happy rebirth. And may she become someone who gives great benefit to other living beings. So just send her off with that love. And wherever she is in her next rebirth, she receives your love and she's very peaceful. She's very joyous. And send your love to your daughters that are living and playing and eager to learn. Send them your love and your encouragement too. And think of all the other mothers everywhere who have lost children. Some when the children were young, some when the children were adults. But those mothers completely understand you, and you understand them very well. You have a common experience, painful though it is. But that common experience enables you to connect to all those other mothers and give them your love, give them your compassion. and think that as you give those other mothers your love and compassion, that their suffering from losing their children subsides. That now they have peaceful minds. That now they are free from grief, and they can give the love they have to everybody else, just as you're doing. And feel the calmness and the love inside your own heart. And think that all that love I have in my heart, it's unlimited quantity. So I want to share it with all living beings. So you can think of like a ball of light that is the nature of your love, and you radiate that to the whole universe. Because you have a lot of love, a lot of kindness, a lot of wisdom and compassion inside. And so just think of this ball of light. You can think of it inside your body or in front of you. But it's your love. And send that out to all the other living beings, no matter who they are. Send them your love, your wish for their happiness. Because we all have that common quality of wanting happiness and not suffering. And feel your whole body relax as you send your love out into the world. And then when you're ready, open your eyes and come on out of your meditation.